we have a creative writing director, visiting poet, and then David also, because of his experience in teaching at the university, has also helped in creative writing. We generally give them prompts through the use of through the use of poetry, and just some critical thinking skills and ways to kind of prompt them into writing. Let me preface all that by saying that we never ask them what their crimes were, ever, and we're not interested, and we sort of steer them away, although we haven't had to do much of that, I don't think, David, from talking about this whole woe is me, I'm in prison thing. It's a little bit about where they've come from, where they are, and where they hope to go through their writing. So the writing and the really great thing about the creative writing instructors is they bring out a lot of, I'm speaking specifically for On the Row now, they really help them to pull out a lot of the interpersonal changes that they've gone through, personal changes that they've gone through, ways they've looked at themselves and seen themselves and changed over many long years, oftentimes 20 years or more, in solitary confinement on the row. And then our theater director places those in those stories and pieces of those stories into the staged reading in a way that really exemplifies those changes that they've gone through and their humanity. We've had a lot of response from audiences who only thought one way about death row inmates, and they often will fill out comment cards that we then send to the inmates to let them know what the audience thought about their storytelling. And they always speak to, I never recognized their humanity, I do now. So that's sort of the focus from the creative writing folks. Don't you think, David?
Absolutely. Yeah, we tell them, Mae, that, in so many words, we're not interested in knowing whether they're guilty or not. We're not really interested to know whether they think prison is horrible or not, because, of course, prison is horrible. But we want them to write about who they are, where have they come from, what has shaped them, and how do they see themselves as human beings in a situation that does its very best to dehumanize them.
And what impact has it had, given that I would imagine death row is a place devoid of hope and devoid of any kind of human experience, particularly the solitary confinement, the fact that they're essentially waiting to be put to death. What impact has this had on the prisoners themselves?
Wow. Can I take that one, Kathy, just to pick and just... and Katniss, and then Kathy, follow up. Maeve, the day we did our first performance of Death Row, we did it actually on Death Row. We took the play down and we performed for the men who had written it in the very same space where we had taught them, in the visiting area when they were in their visiting cells. And the play lasted about an hour and 10 minutes. And honest to God, I've never seen such vibrancy and attentiveness and just pure glee on the part of an audience in my 40 years working in the theater. As we worked with these men from October through May of last year, we kind of moved in a progression from, gee, they were suspicious of us, they were really deadened to experience, to by the end of it, they were just these really wonderfully vibrant, thoughtful writers. And one interesting upshot there, even after our project ended with them in October, and then we began to do public performances as we're doing now, another writing group is formed down there. It's called Spoken Pen, and it's a group of men who are still on death row, who are getting together on their own and writing and sharing their work. So we kind of prompted this renaissance of a writing group down there that's now on its own.
The Prison Story Project On the Row will be performed at CU Boulder this Thursday evening. What is the goal of taking it on the road? What reaction are you getting from audiences in different parts of the country, particularly in states that are grappling with death penalty issues? Like here in Colorado, there have been successive attempts at trying to repeal the death penalty, and the most recent attempt failed at the state legislature. And this is an issue that many states are dealing with. So what reaction are you getting?
Well, we haven't left the state of Arkansas. This is our first time to take On the Row. So we're also very excited and curious to see what impact we may have. I'm hoping, my hope is that is always that the audience doesn't leave us just preaching to the choir, that that lawmakers, folks that are on the fence about whether or not they believe in the death, or folks that are opposed to the death, folks that are actually for the death penalty, will show up, because we would like to hear from them too. So, you know, it's our first time to leave the state of Arkansas.